Winter swimming is, it seems, getting more and more popular. In a moment, I'm going to take you to London to meet writer Nell Frizzell, a passionate cold water swimmer. I've met plenty of ice swimmers as well, some in Russia and some bragging rights here. I did jump in very, very briefly myself. But here in Australia, it's obviously less extreme, but plenty of people love nothing more than a cool dip. And if you are one of those, and you've just been for a swim or you're heading out for a swim, do send us a text. Let us know where you are, what your routine is. Yesterday, I went down to the famous Bondi Icebergs Ocean Pool, where waves crash over the side, and the water temperature can get down to 14 degrees. It is a beautiful morning here in Bondi, and I've just walked down to the Icebergs Pool, probably one of the most famous ocean pools in Australia, if not the most famous, particularly for its cool climate swimming. And there's a few people in the water this morning. There's a bit of a chill in the air, but the sun is out and it looks absolutely spectacular. I'm going to meet a man that's down here almost every day. They call you Longy?
Yes, that's correct. My name's Peter Long. I'm about 6'4", 6'5", so hence the name Longy.
And how often are you down here in the water?
Probably 6 to 7 days a week.
What is it about swimming in winter for you?
I find it very invigorating, very good for keeping fit, especially at my age now. I'm retired.
And
I'm
how old are you?
I'm 72 at the moment.
The thing is, I suppose, that while many of us are curled up in bed in the early hours in the winter months, there are people all over Australia, from coast to coast, diving into our beautiful waters, often very cold waters, going for a swim. And as I sit here, I can look across the bay towards North Bondi, and as far as I can see, there are people swimming out in the open water, even though it is the middle of winter. And I suppose this is something of a phenomenon. What is it that makes so many people want to jump in? Do you think that swimming in winter actually has any impact on your health? Do you think it does help? Because you look pretty fit for a 72-year-old.
Yes, it definitely does. It's a matter of getting into a routine. You swim every day. It keeps colds away. I haven't had a cold for about 15 years. It's just great for you. And very invigorating as well.
I wonder if they'll ever get a thermometer here that works. Pool temperature today says lovely.
Yeah.
It's a two-cap day for me. The second cap just keeps it that little bit warm.
Can you just tell me who you are?
Boris Shonirook.
And you're swimming with your mate Longy today. And what is it about winter swimming for you? Do you think it's more enjoyable in winter? Because I reckon a lot of Australians would look at you guys jumping in the middle of winter and think you're mad.
Well, I think most of the Australians would be correct. For me, it's all about the camaraderie. I've made some enduring friendships here and the two beers I have upstairs at the club afterwards.
Is there something different about swimming in winter compared with the rest of the year, do you find?
Well, the pool is clearly emptier. We have a lot more space and time to ourselves, and it's just a lot freer. It's a wonderful feeling of freedom.
How do you cope with the cold?
Very poorly. I don't wear a wetsuit. I think I'd get laughed out of the icebergs if I did. So, yes, I'm one of the biggest shakers you've ever seen in winter.
So what do you do to deal with the cold then? Because there must be some mornings, I mean, it's lovely today, there must be some mornings where you're approaching the pool and thinking, oh, I'm not sure about this.
That's most mornings, but we have a long hot shower afterwards, and as I said earlier, I go upstairs to the club at 11 o'clock opening for two quick beers.
So that's a good start to the day.
It does. It is a good start, yes.
How old are you?
I'm 63. We always swim in this lane. We like to call it our own.
Do the others see it that way?
Well, a lot of them don't.
Australia, I suppose, is not the only place where people swim in winter. I've been to see them cutting holes in the ice in Russia and dive into the water there. They swim in all over Europe and parts of America in the middle of winter. Do you think you'd ever be brave enough to do something like that?
No, I'm very happy here at the Icebergs.
And my thanks to Boris and Longy and the folks down at the Bondi Icebergs. Now, Nell Frizzell, as I mentioned, is a London-based journalist and writer who I think has been swimming in cold and sometimes wild places for a very, very long time. Nell, do those sounds obviously sound familiar to you? What about the sentiment?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not quite a 6'4", 72-year-old man, but I'm getting that way. No, I think that how they describe certainly the effects on your physical as well as mental health, and just the feeling of freedom and space and it's setting you up for the day is something that I definitely understand. I've been swimming outdoors, that my father tells the story of dunking me as a toddler into the sort of cold rivers in the Lake District, our sort of mountainous northern district, and me just screaming with pure pleasure before I could even speak. And when I gave birth to my son, 3 weeks later, I went and swam through the ice in the Kenwood Ladies Pond on Hampstead Heath in London, which is where I worked as a lifeguard.
Your winters in the UK are somewhat more brittle than ours.
Well, I didn't want to say it, but yeah, we we do. We have the edge on you temperature-wise, I think, in London. The water gets down to sort of 1 degree. Sometimes it freezes. And it's amazing to see people, you know, in their 70s, 80s, even 90s, still clambering in and swimming. Because I do think it, once you're hooked for life. You know, it's a pleasure, it's an invigoration, it's a lifestyle that I think it would be very hard to give up, because it just makes me feel incredible. For those few seconds, it feels absolutely dreadful. Don't get me wrong. It's like fire and ice burning and needles all over your body. But afterwards, when you get out, you just feel like a Viking. You know, I remember having little droplets of frozen water on my eyelashes and just thinking, I've never felt better. I take my hat off to you for going to Russia and seeing those guys, because that's a whole other different deal. I think that's incredible.
They call it walrussing there, and you know, they cut the hole in the ice and you jump in and swim a lap of a short pool. Now, I've got to say, when I did it, I felt like my heart was going to stop, but they swore by the health impacts. And I know you've done quite a bit of research into this. Are there actual benefits?
Yes. I mean, it's one of those things where as long as you're acclimatized, so as long as you're doing it fairly regularly, it should cause absolutely no risk to you. And it has been possibly more anecdotally than scientifically linked to all sorts of health benefits. People talk about an alleviation in chronic pain, help with respiratory diseases, heart health, all of those things. But the one that really strikes me, and the one that people talk about as they're standing on the edge of the sea or a lake or a river, toweling down, their teeth chattering, everyone talks about the way it affects your mental health. Depression, anxiety, grief even. People, when I worked in as a lifeguard, we had so many women coming through who were suffering either breakdown of a relationship or they'd lost a family member or a friend. And there's something about that pure physical experience, something that puts almost a total block on conscious thought because you're so in your body and in the present. And I think has a massive impact on the way you feel and your sort of mental, your well-being and your attitude to life. I mean, I love the sound of Longy and Boris, that in their 60s and 70s sort of still have the kind of what I'd call joie de vivre that I think probably is related to having a really good balance between mind and body. And I think swimming is the place where I definitely find that. And I don't get colds. That's certainly true. And apart from that one time when I was swimming when I just had a baby, and I did think, does breast milk freeze in your body? Is this a terrible idea? But I can reassure your listeners that it's fine.
You did mention earlier feeling like a Viking, and it brought to mind a particular bit of text in an article you wrote for The Guardian recently. I think it's absolutely dazzling and worth sharing this morning. You said, it silences tension, burns your skin with frozen euphoria, leaves you feeling like a Viking, like a wet-haired warrior, like a steam-breathing dragon. And that is such a beautiful description for what you feel when you get out, really.
Thank you. Well, yeah, I mean, it's a nice contrast to how I probably look, which is like a giant highlighted blancmange.
You write a bit about the Kenwood Ladies Bathing Pond, which I suppose to us here in Australia sounds like a rather quaint name, but it's in Hampstead Heath. Take us there. What makes this such a special part of the world, such a special part of London?
Well, it's an amazing place. It's been there since the sort of 1700s. It was dug as a sort of, I think, as an excavation place, because a lot of Hampstead Heath was marshland. And so they dug a big hole and it is fed by a fresh spring. And there's a Kenwood ladies' pond and there's a Kenwood men's pond a little bit further downstream. We get the water first, then it slides down onto the men's. In fact, there's a dog's pond, then the women's pond, then the men's pond. That's the order. That's the order of hierarchy. And we now have two lifeguards on shift every day of the year. And they, in the summer, it's open from about 6:45 in the morning for all those mad women who get up super early until about 9 o'clock at night. And in the winter, it's still open at 7 o'clock in the morning when it's still pretty much dark. It's amazing to go there. You walk down a little path and it's surrounded by trees and the water is almost always brown.
Do you go even when it's snowing?
Absolutely. It's the best time. Yeah, snow is incredible. I think, you know, you've been, you know, in places like Russia, the Czech Republic, Finland and Sweden, there's a lovely sauna snow culture. So you jump in a lake and then you warm up around a hot coals. Nothing like that in the ladies' pond. It's thermoses of tea and a brisk rub down with an old towel. It's nothing quite as glamorous as a sauna, but it's beautiful. And I love, you know, I love going when it's just the first light. And there's a big swim on Halloween, actually, which is really fun. We should get, it would be lovely to have, you know, send you some photos of all these women dressed up as witches diving into a foggy pond in the early morning sort of dim light. It's quite something to see. And then everyone has a shared breakfast and it's all very, you know, it's all very sort of sapphic and exactly how you'd expect a bunch of old ladies dressed as witches to go to go swimming.
Don't know where they leave their broomsticks. Nell Frizzell, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Hamish. My pleasure.